You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision. Listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
That's the name of the show, and we have the awesome Chloe Rose in the house, so to speak, at this very moment. Chloe, welcome to your show.
Hello, I'm very excited to be on this show, I'm very excited to be playing some music for you as well, and I hope you enjoy that.
Well, there we are, you see. Now, reasons for Kate Bush. Why did you actually? Because, you know, we know Chris Evans just launched his breakfast show recently on Virgin. I know other stations are available. That's astounding. He ensured he had Richard Ashcroft to actually do some live music from that point of view. Clearly, Zoe Ball. She's never going to be a patch on Chloe Rose. She was also launching the whole thing. So what was it that in this first of a series of podcasts and radio shows that you put together, what was it that effectively said, I'm going to go for Kate Bush?
I just think she's an incredible singer-songwriter. She's so distinctive as well. So as soon as you hear her voice, you think, that's Kate Bush. And she's definitely a major influence of mine, considering like songwriting. I definitely use that towards my own music as well.
We're going to be talking over the next 45, 50 minutes or so about Chloe's background in the business of show, a variety of other bits and pieces as well. We've got a number of features that we'll be introducing over 2019, which you might tease ahead to. But we've got Danny Wilson up next, and there is a personal connection, of course, between Danny Wilson and, of course, Mary's Prayer, which is about what we're going to listen to. With your good self, would you like to share with us, and for any new listeners, what is the Chloe Rose, Danny Wilson connection?
Absolutely. Well, he's the lead singer of Danny Wilson. He's called Gary Clark. He's an absolutely amazing singer-songwriter. He's written for artists such as Natalie Imbruglia, The Wanted. I think he's also writing the musical score for it's totally slipped my mind.
The most important thing is he's actually featured as a second piece of music on Sound and Chloe's Vision.
So yes,
awesomeness from that point of view. It's Mary's Prayer. Let's play it. Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she sends, everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's prayer? Suddenly the heavens rolled, suddenly the rain came. idea of sound and Chloe's vision, as the title suggests, really. It's kind of things Chloe's been up to, getting up to, and various other sort of bits and pieces over the last few weeks. But let's dial back slightly, Chloe. How did you get involved with respect to Danny Wilson and Mary's Black Prayer?
Well, a while ago, I went to the UK Songwriting Festival, and there's loads of different songwriters there from different countries that joined there, and Gary was there. He was giving everyone a talk, and he invited me down to his down in Dundee. We wrote the song that you'll probably be playing, which is called Lungs, and it was just an incredible experience to write something with someone that, you know, of that caliber, really. And we're still in touch with each other, and he's just doing some amazing things at the moment. And I just love that song, Mary's Prayer. It's an absolute classic. It was a hit back in the 80s, so I thought, we need to play this.
And we'll be looking at all sorts of other musical things that have either inspired you or developed various other bits and pieces as well. Clearly, we're also focusing on your life and times. Had you always intended to work in the business of show? I mean, you came to actually have your own podcast through actually contacting Tessa Snart through Sound and Country Vision. See what we did there? Sound and Country Vision, Sound and Chloe's Vision. Genius. I mean, what was it that kind of led you to sort of say, look, let's develop that? I mean, for advice to young singer-songwriters, presumably follow all challenges and follow all opportunities.
The advice that I'd give is to never give up. Just keep going and try every avenue you can. You know, whether it being in singing, in acting, performing. If you're doing that kind of trade, you want to get yourself out there, get more experience. And doing this show is just incredible, really. You know, to be able to present and do this, and it's just... it. Does help your experience so much, you know, for the future.
Well, exactly. It's a fun thing as well. Other things we'll be looking about, probably as well as Chloe's advice, will be the kind of things you'll be getting up to, because last year, you were Miss Lincolnshire.
Yes, I am still Miss Lincolnshire
as
well,
which
is so exciting. Miss Lincolnshire 2018-19, and it was incredible to be in the final of Miss Great Britain. And when I found out, I was just so overwhelmed by it. And it just shows, you know, I never thought a few years ago that I'd be able to do something like that. And I just think for ladies out there, just be confident in yourself, believe in yourself and go for it, because you just never know where you'll end up as well.
Hashtag excited. We'll be finding out how you can get in touch with the programme and indeed the podcast and keep us appraised of various other bits of news. I'm sure, Chloe, if people have tunes that they'd like us to feature, we'll do that as well. We will, every show at least, feature one of your own numbers, of course. And we started off a mere 14 minutes ago with a little teaser from the opening number, which, of course, ties in with the aforementioned solo from Danny Wilson, because you co-wrote this particular number with him. And we just had that initial segue before we actually cut into Kate Bush. We're going to hear the whole thing in earnest now. Chloe, would you like to identify it, please?
Yes, it's very quirky. It's Lungs.
Spells Chloe. SACV means sound and Chloe's vision each month on Siren Radio, where music, theatre and magic are made.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm of the deep end.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper from the movie Star Is Born, that's Shallow.
And I do believe, Chloe, you're quite a fan of A Star Is Born, the remake.
I am indeed. I think it's amazing. I think everybody should go and see this.
So any challenges about Bradley Cooper, who has not been nominated for Best Director, even though he directed A Star Is Born, and he's got various other nominations. Lots of challenges in the Academy Awards about should it have got more nominations. Richard Fitzwilliams, our very own theatrical and cinematic correspondent for Siren Radio, shocked about that.
I'm very shocked. I think it was such a it was a masterpiece to me. It really was. I mean, even the way he directed it, but just not only that, it was the chemistry between the two of them. It was just so believable.
There are one or two of these slightly more chronologically gifted listenership, possibly your dad and mum, of course, who might sort of recall Barbara Streisand singing Evergreen, which, of course, was from the 1970s movie with Kris Kristofferson, which is also A Star Is Born. And before that, we got James Mason. So have you seen the others as well?
I have seen the others. I mean, I'm also a fan of Barbara Streisand as well. She's just beautiful. Her voice is amazing.
We might be featuring some Barbara Streisand in the programme.
Yes.
Squeeze some in from that volume. But we're keeping the contemporary theme going here on Sound and Chloe's Vision with Kaleo Kaleo.
Kaleo.
Kaleo. Way down we go.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And where down we go, 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 where down.
Chloe.
Certainly. But not too down.
Not too way
Let's
down.
Be happy.
Not kind of Elvis Presley way down, which is one of the reasons why we're holding fire on Amy Winehouse and Back to Black.
Oh,
because that'd be too way down.
It would be.
But we have got a brand new feature course, it's a brand new show. Of course, every feature is a brand new feature for Sam and Chloe's Vision on Siren Radio. It's the two from slot where we actually have an artist that each month, Chloe, and you might like to suggest this. I'm sure you'd be happy for this just to come in and say, you know, I'd like to have that. I mean, it might be your dad, for instance. Anybody is more than welcome to actually sort of put this through. The first ever artist who's got the joy of having two particular pieces of music back-to-back on Sound and Chloe's Vision is Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
So are you Grimsby's answer to Barbara Streisand?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to be.
Well, you know, it might happen. We've got two classics. And as we were talking about A Star Is Born, we thought we'd start off with Evergreen.
As an easy chair, love fresh as the morning air, one love that is shared by two.
For the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we?
The opportunity to see the 1973 movie The Way We Were with Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand, sort it out immediately. It's an excellent movie, probably even sort of much better than The Joys of the current Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper opus. It's a wonderful thing. As I say, 1973, a long time ago, but still worth listening to, as indeed was the two from Barbara Streisand that we featured on this first Sand and Chloe's Vision scenario. So presumably, Chloe, you'd be quite keen for Barbara to join us as a guest in future weeks.
Absolutely.
The invitation has gone out there.
I've tried to ring her, I've tried to contact her, but she just won't get in touch at the moment.
She doesn't return your calls.
I think she's too busy.
Oh, well. You're quite a Bond fan.
Oh, I am. Absolutely. You know, one of my dreams, and I know it sounds totally crazy, would be to have either my music on a Bond song, like a Bond theme, or to act as a Bond girl. I mean, why not? Why not dream?
And it's worth noting, of course, that it's not Premium or Brooke. We're actually talking James here.
Yes.
I presume you wouldn't be James going Bond. For a female James Bond then, which was suggested.
This would be fantastic. Mm. Why not? Let's switch things up a little bit.
I can see the Bond 007 fans getting very annoyed about that. Daniel Craig, of course, is the current incumbent of that. Adele wrote Skyfall for this, and we're about to hear it now.
Yes.
Stand tall, I'll face it all. but you'll never have my heart.
With Chloe Rose for Sound and Chloe's Vision, Chloe.
Well, if you head over to Facebook, it's Chloe Official. That's C-H-L-O-E-Y, Chloe Official. And also on Instagram, it's Chloe Rose. And Twitter, it's Chloe Official.
Yeah.
as Nick Elliott also introduced this with Sound and Nick's Vision, as part of the Carousel of Shows here on Siren Radio, we will be asking Chloe what was her favourite artist and track from her first selection. Will it be The Police? We've just heard them with Every Little Thing She Does in His Madness. Will it be Barbara Streisand? Will it be Kate Bush? Will it be Danny Wilson? Will it be the yet-to-be-aired Lana Del Rey? Will it be Kaleo? Will it be Amy Winehouse, who's up next for you? And I gather, Chloe, you're also keen to promote the movie, the documentary that was made about her life as well.
Yes, I mean, it was just so good to see. And it just shows that I think a lot of artists out there, especially songwriters, I think what makes them so good as well is the things that they've experienced in the life. And they write that, you know, down in music. And I just think it's so, everything that she says, you believe every word. She's very soulful.
Two more tunes on the first ever Sound and Chloe's Vision. And where are you going to take us? Lana Del Rey or Semisonic, Chloe?
Lana Del Rey.
night, dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Done my hair up real big, beauty queen style. High heels off, I'm feeling alive. I got squat, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above, all sizzling like a snare. Honey, I'm fire, I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sad. Got that summertime. Down the coast, going about 99. Got my bad baby by my heavenly side. I know if I go, I'll die happy tonight. I got what I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above, all sizzling like a snail. Honey, I'm fire, I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me all before you go. Sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're the best. I got that summertime, summertime sadness. Got the summertime, summertime sadness. Got the summertime, summertime sadness. Oh, oh, oh.
Breaking news, it seems that Lana Del Rey might have actually emerged as your number one contender for your first choice top tune in your first show, Sound in Chloe's Vision, Chloe Rose.
Absolutely. I've heard so much of her stuff. I listen to it all the time. I'm a massive fan. So if you haven't heard of Lana Del Rey, go check her out. She's brilliant.
And that has brought us to the end of your first ever podcast and radio show, Sound and Chloe's Vision on Siren Radio, with just one last thing to actually do. Actually, two last things, really. One of which is, of course, to play Semisonic and Secret Smile, which is the tune we're actually leaving with tonight. Back next month.
Oh, definitely back. I'll be back.
As many an Arnold Schwarzenegger soul has actually said. So great stuff there. And of course, we'll hear more from Chloe Rose across the actual airwaves. Well done. It's been a privilege. Thank you for allowing me to actually press a few buttons on the particular production, Chloe. Hopefully it's not been too traumatic an experience.
It hasn't. I've loved every minute of it.
Well, then would you like to introduce Semisonic then?
This is Semisonic Secret Smile.
Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, and you use it only for me. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, and you use it only for me. So use it and prove it. Remove this. sacred and free, reserved and received by me only. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, and you use it only for me. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile.
Happy trails.